Today is Saturday, July 8th, 2017, and this...
Where were you this weekend?
I told you I was with Ben. All right, I was in Vegas. You guys, I came in third.
Alex, I didn't spend the last 20 years of my life working my ass off so you could play cards for a living.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 607.
Las Vegas, get on! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I am well. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
I like tequila.
Wow, that's quite a proclamation to start the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to shock so many of our listeners.
Oh, I know.
What? That's not the Michelle we know. Well, good. I'm glad that you enjoy tequila. And I assume by saying that, you're implying that you've had some?
Perhaps. Perhaps.
All right. Well, good way to start the show. So, with that, we've got a couple things before we get to the news for this week. We've got a bunch of news, and we got some really great voicemail messages this week from you, our listeners. I was listening to them this morning and giggling as I listened to them, so I will probably giggle once again.
I heard you giggle, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you were giggling about.
I had my headphones on, so you didn't get to hear all the magic as it unfolded.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I like to save it for the show for you to hear the first time so that I can enjoy your reactions.
Yeah. You screen, and then I'm... A little more spontaneous.
Exactly. So, before we get to all of that fun, let's first talk about our big event coming up in October.
It's just a little more than 3 months away.
I know. It's going to come
up very
quickly.
I was just calculating that. I was like, really?
I know.
August, September, October? That's coming up fast.
I had a thought about something that I want to make sure and mention during the show that we do there.
Okay.
Like, not any... Just something I'm like, oh, I have to remember to do this. Part of the show, and it's not a big deal, it's just something. And I was like, is it too early to start my show notes for the podcast?
No, it's never too early to start your show
that
notes.
It's really weird, but anyway, yeah, it's going to come up quickly, and I'm very much looking forward to the Vegas Nerd Society Presents The Summit. That is the event name. It's going to be the weekend of October 13th at the D Las Vegas and Golden Gate. It's going to be great fun, and we've got a little bit of news this week. With lots of news to come still. There is a program for people who want to help support the event. So obviously there are costs involved. And our friend Hunter has set up a two-tiered system for supporting and being an official Uber fan of the summit. So the booster program includes early admittance. Early admission. Is admittance or admission correct? Or both?
I think either one.
Anyway, you get in early for the main event so that you can get one of the seats up in front and be super close to your favorite podcasters. And you get some other fun stuff as well.
And us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I should have clarified that. So yes, there's some other really great things. There's one of the levels has a special little reception champagne toast thing, mm-hmm. which we did last year, which was really fun. And there's a bunch of cool swag.
I think the membership cards sound really cool. The
membership cards are going to be awesome, and Hunter told me a little bit about them, and I'm really excited to see them. It's going to be a kind of a cool thing for big-time fans of the event who want to help out. So for details on that, visit VegasNerdSociety.com. Of course, if you're on Twitter, follow @VegasNerds for all of the details and updates. There's just a few of these booster packages left. They went on sale to last year's boosters first, and then Friday to the general public, and they're going very quickly, and there's just a few left, so if you're interested in this, act quickly. All right, most of the events, so if you haven't been to the event, most of the events are free.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we've had some paid events, tournaments and whatnot, but most, like the main event will be free.
Yep. But if you want to guarantee your admission, because sometimes there's a really long line.
We've been able to get everybody in, which has been a miracle, mm-hmm. a couple years. But yeah, if you want to make sure that you're in first, you don't want to stress about having to stand in line all afternoon. You know, there's some advantages to doing this. So, and like I said, plus you get to be up close and personal with us.
And your favorite podcasters.
That's not really a selling point, is it? I should stop saying that.
Yes, you should.
Yeah. All right. So we hope to see you there. It's going to be a really fun weekend. And as things are developing, we will be reporting on them. And there are a few things that we've been made aware of that are making me very excited for the event in terms of people involved and things mm-hmm. that we'll be doing. It's going to be great. So
yes. We'll
be bringing you all the news very soon. All right. One other thing before we get to the news. Well, two other things, but I want to put in a plug for, I may have mentioned this in the podcast. I'm not positive, but I know that I promoted it on Twitter and on Facebook. There is a blog that if you're not looking at on a regular basis, you're missing out.
Agreed.
It is called Front Desk Confidential.
Nope.
It's not?
Is it called Vegas Hotel Confidential or Front Desk Confidential?
It's called Front Desk Confidential.
But you just, okay.
The URL is VegasHotelConfidential.wordpress.com.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you've got the title of the blog and then you've got the URL. I've had tequila, sorry.
Yes. Thanks for your help, though. So Front Desk Confidential at VegasHotelConfidential.wordpress.com. So this is, it's stories from a current Las Vegas hotel reservation clerk.
Okay, despite my confusion earlier, I have read this. It's awesome.
It's a really, really entertaining.
It's well-written, entertaining. Anytime you get customer service stories, there's just...
Especially in Vegas, because it's nutty.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people follow like cab drivers and things like that on Twitter mm-hmm. and stuff. If you're into that stuff, you're going to love this, because the stories are amazing. Some of them are... You cringe at how clueless some people are.
And how dickish some people are.
That too. This person who does the blog has a million times more patience with the general public than I would ever have uh-huh. in that position.
I would be in jail for doing something horrible to someone who probably deserved it.
I don't know if I'd be in jail, but I would get fired for saying, are you fucking nuts? I wouldn't be able to handle it. So make sure and check that out. I just wanted to give him a plug because it's a really great blog and he's been at it for a while now. I assume it's it is. Check it out. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. I haven't plugged any websites in a while because there hasn't been anything that
And you're going to add this in the show notes so it's easy for people to find,
right? I will. I feel like I haven't had any new websites or blogs that I've mentioned in a long time because there just hasn't been that much that I've come across that I've been like, oh, this is awesome. I have to always read this. And this one has done it for me. So. Mm-hmm. I would like to share it with you. All right. This podcast, the one you're listening to right now, 500 by Midnight, starring us, Tim, and also his wife and co-host Michelle, is supported by about 210 listener patrons. They are awesome, and we appreciate their support.
Yes, we do.
They include fine folks like Mike Winkler, Johnny Illy. I'm going to fuck up your name, Johnny. Johnny, you want to take a crack?
Nope.
Thanks. Thanks for your support.
Welcome.
I'm going to confess something. This morning while I was preparing show notes, I did the little name pronunciation search where you can mm-hmm. listen to how people's names are pronounced, and I'm still not remembering it. Johnny Ilian. Let's say Ilian.
Thank you, Johnny.
Sorry, Johnny. I fucked up. Seth Harper, Brenda Mayrack, Chris Carroll, Todd Hardy, and Alicia Garrett. Thank you all for your support. I appreciate it. Whether I get your name right or not, know that you're in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're wondering what this is all about, patreon.com/500 is the place to go. You can support the podcast on a regular basis. You are sponsoring the show by being a supporter, and you get some bonus content. We do a little mini podcast every couple weeks. I put together a column every month on something Las Vegas related, and there's some other stuff coming too. We get some personal podcasts, and when we're in Vegas next, we have to do some postcards for some people.
Mm-hmm.
So lots coming on Patreon as well. So thanks again for all of your support.
Sadly, we don't know when we're going to be in Vegas next. But...
it might be for the summit. Mm-hmm. As of right now, that's how it's looking. So we'll see. Okay. Lots of news this week. Some good stuff. Let's start with Downtown Grand. We mentioned this on the podcast. I'm trying to remember. Was it after? It might have been. I think it was around maybe after our March trip.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime early this year that... there were some preliminary rumblings that I'd been hearing that CIM Group, the owner of Downtown Grand, well, it wasn't even them necessarily at that point. I was hearing that the management of Downtown Grand, which is a company called Fifth Street Gaming, was trying to convince the owners of Downtown Grand, CIM Group, to add a third hotel tower. And indeed, that is happening. CIM Group indeed announced, well, they didn't announce, but they filed plans with the city that they want to build another hotel tower. Not a super tall tower like the current two. Well, they're not super tall, but they're normal height. This is a small one. Little stubby hotel. A little chody hotel right there. They're planning on building it in the parking lot of the main entrance. So where their porte cochere is, that is where they want to put this hotel. It would be, the first level would continue to be the entrance for automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
They would still have a drop-off. It's just all underneath the
okay.
It's the bottom of the tower.
Yeah.
And then above that.
Like a tunnel?
It's kind of like, you know, like there's a lot of places like this mm-hmm. where you go indoors for your cab drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and then there would be, I believe, 7 stories of hotel rooms totaling 495 rooms. So that is currently working its way through the city process. I believe the planning committee, maybe, or the zoning committee has to hear it first or next. So this parking lot is between Stewart and Ogden on 4th Street, if you're trying to figure out exactly where, if you're looking at Google Maps or something. So that is the plan, and
are they going to have a dumb name for the tower?
Well, I mean, what are their towers now? The Grand Tower and the, I don't even know what the other one is. We've only stayed in the Grand Tower.
Mm-hmm.
The Citrus Tower.
Ah.
So, I don't know.
I think they used to be called Something Else.
Did they?
Yeah, because the pool wasn't always called Citrus. So
no, you're right. Yeah. That's when they branded that. Maybe they might have just been directional or something. I'm mm-hmm. not sure. But yeah, Grand and Citrus aren't too obnoxious.
Yeah, could be worse.
Yeah. So I don't know what they'll call this one. So yeah, they've been, you know, there's a lot of things going on over at Downtown Grand. Between this and that expansion behind Pizza Rock and
Triple George
that they've filed paperwork for. It mm-hmm. looks like they're planning to stick it out, and didn't look like that would happen maybe a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Shortly after they reopened, things were rough for a while.
Well, the hotel part is really nice. It'll be interesting to see what they do with an entirely new tower.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that's another thought I had. So one of the things about the current setup at Downtown Grand, because the two towers are leftovers from Lady Luck mm-hmm. that they renovated very nicely, they're weird. Some of the layouts are odd.
Yes.
Hallway
to nowhere.
Yeah, there's just some strange things about it. So it'll be really nice to see what they do with us. We were talking about this with
the Las Vegas Fremont. Club. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to see what they can do with
a
something.
Completely blank
canvas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, room. They could do larger rooms, mm-hmm. although the rooms at Downtown Grand are pretty good size regardless.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what they do with a space that they are starting out from with nothing, and they can do whatever they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thrilled to see this. I'm glad that Downtown Grand is doing better.
I think the hotel is, I might have said this already, but the hotel seems to be one of the successes that they've had.
It is.
Because the casino isn't so much.
I've been hearing now that the casino is doing a little better.
Good.
People have said that they've seen more activity in the casino, so maybe that's picking up. But obviously Downtown Grand is recognizing, the people who own it, that look, the hotel's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
What's the logical way to improve revenues? Add more hotel space. Mm-hmm. So if you're selling out or close to selling out often, that makes sense. And the fact they have the space to do it, awesome. So yeah, some good things happen in downtown. Obviously no time frame since they haven't officially announced this, but I would imagine, you know, a couple years to build this thing, and looking forward to seeing it when it's done. All right, so from there, let's move to an off-strip hotel. We don't talk about this place very often. The last time we talked
with
about
good
this...
reason.
Yeah, the last time we talked about it was probably about a year ago when plans surfaced to eliminate the casino from the Westin on Flamingo, right behind the Cromwell. And there'd been plans to put in a restaurant and some other stuff. And then nothing really happened, and the casino continued to operate until last weekend. The casino is gone. It is closed.
Mm-hmm.
No more Max Casino.
Aw.
Sorry, buddy. No casino named after you anymore.
Nope.
The Max Casino at the Westin is now closed. I'll.
He still has a snack bar, though.
Oh, huh?
Snackus Maximus.
Oh, Snackus Maximus is still open. Yeah, it was always a little bit of a weird casino.
Oh, it had no vibe to it whatsoever.
No, our friend Subway Mike aptly compared his experience at Max Casino as walking onto a cheap casino movie set after production wrapped.
Yeah.
It was like what you would see, like, just generic casino on any TV show with a Vegas setting that wasn't really filmed there. That's what it felt like. It felt like what a casino in a Westin lobby should feel like in
a sense. Right, you're just gambling in this very sterile corporate.
Yeah, not a lot of personality. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We haven't been there in a while. I'm sure there are some people who will miss it. But most of the people who commented, like when I posted something about this on Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Didn't they used to have some decent table deals?
Yeah, they had like that happy hour. Gambler's happy hour. But that was a while ago.
That was a long time ago.
They discontinued that a while ago, I believe. But a lot of people said, oh, yeah, I stopped in there on the way to or from Ellis Island.
Right.
Or
it was never a destination in itself.
Not very often, except for maybe when they had the gambler's happy hour thing. But anyway, it is closed now, and they're not planning on putting a casino back in anytime soon.
So I can get rid of my slot card.
That's right. I don't know that the slot cards that we had were necessarily current anyway.
Right.
They were from the Cause Arena, which was the previous casino.
Yes.
Before they rebranded. So there you go. RIP the Max Casino at Westin. You will be missed by someone. Vegas Fanboy was a Max Casino fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said when I mentioned something about this on Twitter that it got about as much attention as it deserved, which was almost none in the Vegas press. He said that it's because we didn't talk about it more. So sorry about that, Adam. We screwed up. It's our fault. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to take the blame. All right. Moving along to another casino that maybe doesn't get a ton of attention. SLS. I think we'll be talking about this one a lot soon, though, because there's a lot of changes happening there. And one of the things that is changing immediately is the name of the Players Club. Now, when they opened, it was the Code.
Yep.
But then they changed it to, like, the Code Plus or something. It was
Good God. Yeah.
Because I have two different players card from there, and it's just a slight variation on the name. I'm not sure why maybe they went to a new tiered system or something. And now they're going to become Club 52. Mm-hmm. Club 52 is a reference to 1952 when the Sahara opened. Sahara, of course, is the hotel and casino that was on the site of SLS. The bones of that property are SLS's foundation. So
again, weird room configurations.
Yeah, things are a little strange there too.
One of the towers has very odd rooms.
A lot of them are very, very small. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of speculation, and this name change is certainly adding fuel to the fire that they are going to change the name of the entire property from SLS to Sahara. And we've talked about it a little bit in the past. I won't be completely surprised. It seems like things might be headed in that direction. But I think I get some people seem to be a little bit too eager about this. Like, yeah, Sahara's coming back. Well, no, the name Sahara's coming back on SLS.
They're not bringing back the camel lamps, people.
It's not like, fuck, you can. I don't know. I feel like it's cool. Like, Sahara's a better name than SLS.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. I feel like there are expectations.
When I think of Sahara, I think of the old Sahara with.
Right.
The funky S's on the doors and a different theme.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the new owners are going to retheme it and not just call it Sahara, but they're going to do a bunch of deserty shit. I don't know, but I get the feeling that it's just going to be the name. And if people think like Sahara's coming back, it's not.
Right.
It's still going to be a new.
They have a few little nods to Sahara. Like there are a couple things like in the carpet, and then they've got a chandelier with
the door handles or something, right? Yeah, I don't know. It might not have anything else in common with Sahara other than the bones of the buildings and the name. But so that alone, okay, it's fine if you call it that. I can call myself Brad Pitt, but it doesn't make me him, you know?
Could you say bones of the buildings a few
bones?
More times?
Bones, sorry. All right. So anyway, that's happening. I hope that whatever they can do to make SLS a success under whatever name, whatever it takes, great. I hope they do it. I worry that people are like, yeah, Sahara, but there. I don't know what what are you excited about?
What are the
about?
Expectations behind that?
Yeah, I don't know what the excitement is for. So, sorry to piss on your parade, people, but it's still going to be SLS. It's just going to have a new name. All right. Let's talk about a new restaurant option, a new dining option at the Cromwell. They finally have a second dining option, although I don't know that it's necessarily that great of an option based on what I've seen from some early reports. It is called Eat Well. It is a quick grab-and-go restaurant. It's really... Okay, so I'm going to refer to a review that Dorian posted on our Facebook group. He had a chance to see this right after it opened. He didn't actually eat there or anything, but he posted a bunch of pictures and gave his thoughts on how it looked, and he referred to it as a Starbucks with more food options. It is actually a Starbucks. They serve Starbucks coffee there. Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit larger space, and they have more food selections. It's all in refrigerated cases, and it's all pre-prepared, and then they just heat it up in whatever fashion they have to make it warm. It's weird, though, because there's like a pre-made hamburger.
So what sort of fashions would they make it warm? Would
A sandwich, they use a panini press.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know I have no idea how they heat up this. Are they microwaving some of this stuff? Probably.
Flames? Open flames?
So there's a hamburger in there, like a pre-made, it looks like a play set hamburger. Because there's like a bun, meat, cheese, all pre-made. But then they warm that up somehow. And
what, like, do you mean a play set hamburger? Like Play-Doh?
Like plastic.
Or like, oh, okay.
Because it looks... Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
a piece of cheese, like straight across, like a hard piece of cheese. It's weird. It's just an odd, I don't know. It doesn't look like it'd be that good.
No. Nope.
So if you're drunk and hungry at 2 in the morning and you need some food, this might be an option, but I don't know that it's definitely not a destination.
No.
So, yeah, don't expect gourmet quality. It's just a quick bite if you're in a hurry. But
is the Eat Well name ironic?
We'll see. At some point, someone will eat there and will provide a review of the food quality.
Do they still have a Seattle's Best?
No.
Okay.
Has that been there?
I always think
you're
of that
crack.
Place.
That's from Bill. That's from like 10 years ago, lady.
I know.
No, because remember the Cromwell had coffee at the base of the elevators?
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Do they still have free coffee cake with breakfast?
At the Victorian room? Do they still have a Victorian room there?
Oh, lady. All right. It threw me off with that reference. You're going back to like...
I just don't hang out in that corner of the Cromwell very often.
No. So anyway, this is located like next to the Dre's After Hours elevators. You'll see it. It's a tiny place. It's right up in front by the strip. Okay.
Did they take out the giant...
The steakhouse is no longer located in the back.
No.
By the sports book bar. There is a sports book in there now.
That's good.
Kind of. It's like a...
Maybe.
It's like a little kiosk or something.
Did they take out the rapid craps? Or the pop-up craps to make room for Eat Well?
No, it's not by that.
Pop-up
craps is still there.
Okay.
Rapid crap. The rapid craps table has been gone since Bill's closed. All right. Great show. let's talk about a downtown...
I have good brain cells.
We're getting a new bar downtown on Fremont Street soon.
Yay.
Yay. So the former clothing store and office, I believe, is like a downtown project office in the back of the clothing store. It's been closed for a long time. Better known for the upside down check cashing marquee. Apparently that marquee is there because at one point it was a porno theater years and years and years ago.
Huh.
Yeah, I just learned that in the DTLV article about this. So right between Beauty Bar and the Griffin, and it's going to be called Corduroy. Previously, they had announced plans to open a bar called Vault, and they've decided to scrap that plan and that name. And Vault was going to be pretty much a larger version of Oak and Ivy, which is located in Container Park, which would be great. Oak and Ivy is awesome.
They're delicious.
They've changed their mind on what they want to do with this place, so now it's going to be called Corduroy. They're not really theming it, but they kind of are. It's like a loose theme. Like 1975, 1985 look inside.
When people wore corduroy a lot?
Yeah, it's going to be like somebody's basement, I think, in 1975.
Like, okay.
And music from the same era, but they said it'll be music spanning different genres of that era, 75 to 85. It's going to have a main bar with a DJ. They're going to have a lounge area. And then they're going to have an overflow bar for when they're really busy that just serves beer and a few cocktails. And then they're going to have a smoking room in the back because 70s, everybody smoked.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a smoking room. I didn't know you could have a smoking room anymore. Let's see. So in Vegas, I'm trying to think now because I'm so used to you go here and you can't smoke anywhere. Right. Not that I care because I don't smoke. Vegas, obviously, you can smoke in the casinos, but can you smoke in the bars if they don't have food? I think you can.
I think so. Yeah. But if you have food, you can't.
Right. Restaurants, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're going to have a smoking room, so it doesn't matter. They're going to they're planning on opening in late July or early August. So that's the scoop on Corduroy. It'll be a new place to check out. I look forward to seeing it when it's open, and I know we will go there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if we'll go there repeatedly until I try it, but I know we'll go there once. All right.
Because it is a bar, and it is downtown.
And it's on Fremont Street. And if I had a website that I maintained, which I don't, I would have to go there and do research. I do still have a website, which I technically maintain, but I really don't. I don't update it. All it is links to the official pages for each of the bars. So at some point, I'm just going to scrap the whole thing and sell somebody the domain name at an inflated price. All right. Speaking of drinks... There's some controversy.
Ooh.
I know. At Cosmopolitan. I'm not surprised by this. I'm actually surprised it took this long. But Chandelier Bar, and I'm assuming soon it will be the others if it's not already. Chandelier Bar is now limiting comped cocktails for video poker players. So you get the voucher, of course, which we've talked about a lot. You get the voucher when you're playing video poker that says, hey, you get a free drink. There's now a limit on that free drink. It has to be $15 or less. My understanding is that the Verbena is $15, so that makes the cut. But for most of the specialty drinks, they are 16 or higher.
Oh.
They do not make the cut. If you do want a specialty drink, you are not completely out of luck. Obviously, you can pay for it. Or you can use multiple vouchers. So even if something's 16, two vouchers, you're really, you know, using $30 worth of vouchers for a $16 drink. They do not allow you to use a voucher plus a dollar, you know, like the making up the rest with cash.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
either, if you get a damn voucher, because I have horrible luck getting vouchers at Chandelier.
Depends where and when, and yeah, I know.
Right, right.
Like it's I said, all... if this hasn't happened at other bars yet, I'm sure it will. They might still be just testing it at one, but apparently the vouchers now say on them $15 limit. Mm. So it's a bummer. Anytime there's a decrease in you know, the value of something that you're used to, it's a bummer. However... we've been saying since Cosmo opened, since we fell in love with Book and Stage, which is no longer even in existence, we have to take advantage of this because at some point they will cut off specialty drinks for video poker players.
Yep.
I'm shocked it took this long. I would have predicted like a year after it opened that they would have done that. But so it sucks, but not a shock. And
can you make up your own beverages? And like how much would a Long Island iced tea be, for example?
I don't know. I'm sure they have, you know, that's ordered fairly often. I'm sure they have a standard price for that. I don't know what it is. That's probably under 15.
I would think so.
Yeah. So there you go. That's happening at Cosmo. Thank you to the multiple people who reported on this on Facebook. We do appreciate you letting us know about this. It went into effect about a week ago.
And I disapprove.
Boo. Everybody disapproves.
I'm not surprised, but I still disapprove.
I know.
I just want to register my disapproval.
It's a bummer. So, you know, you'll just have to get by either... Now, if you do get one of those machines, and a lot of times people have posted their report where they have a stack of vouchers, you know, then start doubling down, getting those specialty drinks, using two at a time. But if you're on a skimpy machine, then stick with your basics, you know. That's one to grow on. All right, we've got some phone calls. We got a lot of phone calls, and they're really good. Have I built the phone calls up too much by saying they're really good?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right, I hope I haven't. All right, so let's begin with this one.
Hi, it's July 3rd. This is Glenn from Seltzer, Canada. I've seen cranes at Resorts World. They're on the ground, but they're not upright yet. Also, I've seen some guys working on Fun Fun Blue, putting steel studs up for the rock. For some reason, Hooters was really busy this weekend. I guess neither people looking for free parking, I'm not sure. And that's about it. Thanks. Bye.
All right, thanks for that report. Yeah, there. In addition to the pictures we mentioned last week, there were some pictures in either the Review Journal or the Sun in the last couple of days showing the cranes being erected.
All right.
At Resorts World.
Do you like a good erection?
People, I'm going to just keep going. People on site working at Resorts World. And then as Glenn mentioned, Fontainebleau, there's some work going on. That's nothing to get too excited about. They're just finally putting a wrap around the lower floors of that project to make it a little less hideous. It'll still be hideous,
but oh yeah,
So that's happening. Remember when Fontainebleau was supposedly going to be sold by the end of December last year?
Oh, last year?
Yeah. Remember that? The real estate guy was assuring people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happened.
No.
I see that real estate dude quoted constantly and stuff. I'm like,
might not want to quote him so much.
Well, it's a sales guy. Of course he's going to be like gung-ho. Like, yep, yeah. There's a lot of people want this car. Everybody wants this car. You better get it today.
Mm-hmm.
Fontainebleau is the car. It's
the car that's been stalled in the driveway for how many years?
A long time. All right. Next up.
Steve-O again. First day we walked over to PBR, which is over by Planet Hollywood over at the Miracle Mile of Shops. Pretty cool place. I had the brisket salad, which was extremely tasty. The brisket was very tender, probably some of the best brisket I ever had. My wife had the something salad, I don't remember. We had some beers on tap, PBR, and something else. And I remember the beers were pretty good prices. Very easy to sit at the bar there. Bartenders were very, very attentive. Later on in the evening, we ate at Peppermill. Peppermill, it's kind of like Denny's meets Las Vegas. Very good value, a great feel to it. The food is good. The drinks are great. My wife had the margarita Corona visually. You know, it's a wow drink. It also tastes really good, so that was nice. Had a great meal there, Peppermill. The Fireside Lounge is beautiful, nice place to sit and relax and have another drink after dinner. We moved from there. We Ubered it down to Atomic Liquors, where the Uber driver had no idea that it was over there. They had never heard of it. So we walked in, and it was very dark, kind of dive bar-ish, no action. Still a little bit like a homeless guy. So we were like, all right, maybe we'll just walk someplace else. So moseyed out of there, walked down Fremont Street, listened to some of the live music, which is always fantastic, watching some of the street performers. Some of them are pretty entertaining, a little bit amazing. Went to the upstairs bar at the D, which is always fantastic. We love the flair bartenders, flipping the bottles and stuff. Did a little gambling there at the video poker. So they took care of all of our drinks there, which was very nice. And we ended up the night at Cosmo at the Bond Bar, which that was our first time at the Bond Bar. They've got a live DJ, plenty of room to sit. It was a little bit busy, but not overly busy. The drinks are pretty reasonably priced, and we had a great time there. And that was a nice end to evening number one.
All right. Thanks for that report. Appreciate it. Yeah, Bond Bar is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're recent converts to Bond Bar as well. Enjoy it a great deal. We've had many good times there in the short amount of time that we've been going to Bond.
True.
I know. I like it. All right. Next up, one of my favorite callers. I'm always overjoyed when I hear this man's voice. And we get to hear it twice this week. Oops. Pause.
Michelle, Tim, it's Ian Dunk from Leicester, back in the land of milk and honey, or cocktails and gambling. A 14-night stay. Started off at Aria for 5 nights. Went to see Queen at the arena. I've got to say, that arena is probably the best indoor arena I've seen in terms of its design, sound. And I think those that will be watching the NHL won't be disappointed. That was a fantastic place. So really good, really enjoyed it. I think a good addition to the, I agree with you about the park, but I think the Nine Fine Irishmen bar, now with an outside area to drink, I think that is superb. Lots of people watching opportunities, so that's really good. I always like a bit of an edge, as anybody else does in Vegas. And Mon Ami Gabby always used to go for the wine pour. Don't buy the bottle. Go for the wine pour, because you always tend to get that little bit more. Well, not anymore, because now every wine pour is measured, and you just can't get away with that extra bit. So That's a shame, but one of those things, I guess, for modern Vegas. And this is totally because of you two. We have stayed downtown. We went downtown for 2 nights. We've dipped into downtown before, but I've always gone back the same day. But so we thought 2 days, and we went to Golden Nugget. Absolutely fantastic experience. And we kept thinking of Michelle's, oh, Fremont phrase, because the first thing I saw was a guy standing there with his knob. I don't know whether you use the word knob in America, so the international word being penis, wrapped in the Stars and Stripes. Now, I'm not of that persuasion, but do you know what? I just couldn't take my eyes off it. I suppose I'm just glad he wasn't flying the flag at the time. But that was just one of some many crazy incidents downtown. Hugo's Cellar, fantastic, really good old school. A guy there who serves the wine has a gold chain round his neck with a pot, and he pours the wine into the pot to taste it for you. Well, I'm telling you, that guy was absolutely plastered, and what a great job that is. I might apply myself. Vanguard Lounge, excellent. Beauty Bar, didn't like it. And we went to the Indian, Turmeric Flavours of India. Absolutely great curry. So any Brits out there are missing their curry fix, that's the place to go. Anyway, nearly my 3 minutes up. Nice to talk to you again, and I will check in again later in the vacation.
All right. Thank you, sir. He always drops some good humor into his calls. Mm-hmm. Love that. All right. Yeah, welcome to America. That's what you get. That's what you see when you get here. Some dude half naked with his junk wrapped in the flag.
Mm-hmm. Knob.
All right. Next up.
Tim, Michelle, how you doing? Mark from Atlanta with a quick trip report over 4th of July weekend. Stayed Friday night over at the Golden Gate. Hey, here's a shock. It was a small room, but I've stayed there 100 times, so it didn't really bug me. They did leave a note reminding the residents of the construction, but I never really even heard anything. But I did wake up at the Golden Gate at 5 a.m. to warm air coming out of the AC unit. Let me tell you, that is not a great way to get the day started. Golden Gate overall, I still love the staff, but the slots, and this has been my complaint the past couple of years since Derek Stevens started buying up all of downtown, the slots seemed incredibly tight once again. But they will, without Dupars, they'll let you use your comps at Coney Island or the D Grill. But be aware, the D Grill does close at 10 o'clock on Friday night. I got up there at 9:58, so I had to settle for a Coney Island dog for dinner on Friday. Considering it was a holiday weekend, I was really kind of surprised at how quiet it was. But I try to trick out a few new spots with each trip. And this year, I'm a member of LVA and the ACG. So I went out to the Orleans on Saturday morning. Cool spot, had fun. French Market Buffet was great. I'm not a foodie, so, you know, egg, sausage, bacon, that's all I needed. It hit the spot. And with my points and a coupon, it was less than $5, and that included a tip. So better than expected. I took the shuttle over to Gold Coast, and for the first time in the history of going to Vegas on the Wheel of Fortune slot, I hit a triple digit. That was a great feeling. Back downtown, and I checked into Downtown Grand on Saturday. I love that place. I really hope they get it going. It seems like they're going in the right direction. They gave me a big room overlooking the pool. Citrus was great. I like Citrus because it wasn't like rehab. It wasn't, I got a dad bod, you know. I'm not going to be, you know, flaunting my non-pack abs. And it was just a bunch of average Joes, and everyone had a great time, and the dealers were friendly, and the bartenders were great, and really enjoyed the Downtown Grand. It was a little quiet, but everybody there was really, really cool. Saturday night, that was pretty much the whole reason I came out to Vegas, to go see Brooks and Dunn at Caesar's Palace. And I know you guys are not huge country music fans, but this was a trip that me and my dad were supposed to take back in February, but he got sick and he passed away, fucking cancer. But this is my trip for him. And, man, Brooks and Dunn was great. If you're a country music fan, go check him out. I don't think the residency is going to last much longer, mainly because there wasn't a whole lot of people there. But if you get an opportunity to come out there, please do and check them out before it's over, because it was just hit after hit after hit. So that was part one of the trip. I'll give you a call, guys, call back a little bit later with the second half, including a miserable experience at Lucky Dragon. Appreciate it, guys. Love the show. See you.
Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks. Great call. Lots packed in there. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry about your dad. That fucking sucks.
Very sorry to hear that. I'm glad that you had a great time.
I'm glad you were able to go. Yeah.
In memory of him. So that's cool. And you know what? Even though it's not our kind of music, this is a good example of something where it's like, Vegas is so great because there's something there that fits everybody's, what they like entertainment-wise.
Yeah.
You know, there's something there, and it's usually good if, you know, there's not a lot of clunkers in terms of big shows. So the fact you had a great time is awesome, and I'm thrilled to hear that, and I'm glad they put on a really good show for their fans, so that's really cool. And yeah, Downtown Grand. Mm-hmm. I was going to say when we talked about it earlier, people love the place. Every time it comes up on our Facebook group.
Yeah, but they have to get people over there.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some issues with that, but like I said, it seems to be picking up, and the fact the hotel is doing well. But hotel-wise, it gets a lot of love every time it comes up on the Facebook group. Rightly so. They have nice rooms. They've upgraded their
bath and body products.
Oh, there you go. Very important.
C.O. Bigelow, just like Cosmo.
All right, we're going to hear more from Mark shortly, and I'm glad because his report was action-packed. I just can hear his enthusiasm for his Vegas trip in his voice. I loved it. I heard that this morning and put me in a great mood. And thanks for calling in, Mark. We'll hear from you again shortly. In the meantime, this gentleman.
Hello, Tim and Michelle. It's Jared and Lou. Hello. Sitting at the Chandelier Bar. We are recovering from an incredibly long drinking night over at the sports bar. And so I just wanted to get to the point and say there is something you can do with your extra drink tickets at the end of the night. And it kind of kills two birds with one stone, because many times I've played at the bar and you end up having like 6 or 8 tickets left over and you're already drunk and there's no way in the hell world you're ever going to do anything with them. So what we've done is we have now found that you can turn these tickets into the bar and they will give you back a bag full, if you want, of Fiji water, Red Bull, whatever else is contained to go. So instead of walking over to Walgreens and buying all this, just get your stock up over at any of these bars now with all those extra drink tickets and all that shit back to your room, and you're all set to go. So, tip for the pros from the drunks at the Cosmo. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for that tip. Appreciate it. That is good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, especially if you don't have to go far, if you're staying at Cosmo especially.
Oh, yeah.
Just load up with a bunch of water before you head back to your room. Good to go. That's a good tip. I hadn't even thought of it. It seems so obvious now.
Mm-hmm. And you can even use it in your shower for extra shower pressure.
We have to let that reference die. Because it keeps coming up. I should never mention anything. All right. Next up.
Hey, guys. It's Sergio calling from downtown Las Vegas this time. Again, slightly drunk. I wanted to give you guys a couple more updates on the trip. First of all, Margaritaville for 5 cent beers last night. Great time, great value. That was super fun to get the Miller Lite. Can't complain when it's just $1.05. And then the Binion swipe, keeping in line with my low roller / cheapskate. The Binions, you used to be able to exploit a deal where you could go after 2 a.m. but before 3, and you would get the swipe for the next day, even though you could earn the points the previous day. But unfortunately, they seem to have closed that loophole and killed the bug, so you can't do that anymore. Quick review on the Boyd properties downtown. Fremont Room, I'm in 1126, and it's super nice. My only complaint is that they have the shutter shades on the window, so you can't really block out the light. And I've been waking up earlier than I like to in Las Vegas, so what can you do? Headed over to the pool at the Cal, and it was surprisingly nice. They had some nice loungers, some shaded things, and some mattresses, too. I was the only one there when I got there, and then a couple kids came, so no complaints there. I stopped by Farm Burger today to turn the luck around and got my R by flipping good to get the Farm Burger, which is, I've recommended that in the group. But it was disappointing this time. It was very salty and not as good as usual. But I would still recommend it. I think it might have just been an anomaly. The last tip, bought a gallon of water at the ABC store, $2.50. Everyone looks at me like I'm crazy when I drink it at the table. But I'm staying hydrated, and it's better than those stupid 8-ounce bottles of water they give you at the casino. And beat the hangover today. So got one more day. Gonna hit the craps table. Hope we can get a hot roll going. Talk to you guys later. Oh, that reminded me of one more thing. Al Cortez quarter roulette got me back in the game. Killed like 3 hours there. Got the good buzz, which is why this phone call is such a mess. And doubled up the money. So gonna parlay that into some craps. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks for the report. We appreciate it.
ABC store will keep you hydrated.
Cheap water.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good place to stop for that kind of thing. I hope that when he had the big gallon jug that he had like a crazy straw in it. And that's why people are looking weird at him. Or he would just like slurp it like. Maybe that's why they were looking at you weird. Alrighty. Thanks for the report. That's good stuff. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of when rooms have the shutters instead of the blackout curtains.
Oh, yeah.
Like, doesn't El Cortez have that in the Cabana Suites?
Yep.
They're not too bad. They do a pretty good job blocking out the sun. But I've heard reports of Tropicana when they...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they've replaced that or not. I know when they first renovated it, they had shutters, and people said, man, it kind of sucks. So hopefully they took care of that. But, yeah, those are kind of a drag, especially when you roll in at, like, you know, 4 a.m. and you got, like, an hour before the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good. All right, let's check in with Steve-O again.
Hey, Steve-O again.
Day two started off our journey at the Aria pool, where we got to watch a very drunk young girl try to talk to a bunch of married guys there. This didn't go over too well with their wives, but it was very entertaining to watch. That evening, we went over to Tilted Kilt, had some fish and chips. The fish and chips there were amazing. The view there wasn't too bad either. We met up with some friends. After that, we went over to O'Shea's. They had some serious beer pong tournaments going on there. Not too much into the beer pong, but it was pretty entertaining to watch while we had a couple of beers. From there, we moved over to the Bond Bar again because the first night there, we had so much fun. Plenty of room to sit down again. We felt the drinks were pretty reasonably priced. Beers were only $7. So that was a nice place to hang out. Live DJ. The staff there was pretty lively. The only thing is just be careful going to the restroom because a couple of different times as I walked over to the restroom, I had girls walk up behind me and try and proposition me. This happened once going to the restroom where this girl was like, "Hey, where are you heading?" Like, "I'm just going to the restroom. Do you want me to wait for you?" No. So just be careful there. And that was it for day two. Ended up at the Bond Bar. Once again, that bar was pretty lively.
Be careful or be alert. Or take note that, depending on your, depending on what you're looking for in your Vegas fun. All right. Thanks for that. Next up.
Hello, podcasting. It's Tim and Michelle. It's Cam and Patty from British Columbia, Canada. On the fifth day of a seven-day stay in Vegas, we arrived last Wednesday. We stayed at the Gold Coast for four nights. It never disappoints. We're not huge gamblers. We gamble every day, but we don't gamble a lot of money. Seems to win, and they comp us the four nights there. Moved yesterday to the Main Street Station, and three nights comped here. So that's pretty good. Seven nights, no resort fees, just Uber and Lyft all over town.
So, you know, they've got it figured out for what they gamble. They've figured out, based on what they have said is a limited amount of gambling, that if you play at those kind of places, and I don't mean that in a bad way or anything, but
right.
If you play at an older place or an off-strip place or a smaller downtown
where they're
place,
a little more liberal with the offers?
Yeah, that you know, you can still get good comps or at least good room deals just based on focusing it on those properties. So I know a lot of times people will be like, surprised when they play at Aria and they don't end up getting any deals. It's like you have to play a lot there because it's new and it's nice and it's not that new. Well, it's kind of new, but
yeah, but it's one
expensive.
Of the higher tiers of the MGM properties.
Yeah. So that's a good strategy if you're wondering how to get the most out of your money comp wise.
They're not just going to throw that total washlet at you for free.
No, they're not. They're going to make you pay for that fucker. All right. Moving along to more from Ken.
We're at the Boar Bar, so thought that was apropos because that seems to be a favorite of a lot of the listeners. On the Wednesday night, we went to the Cornerstone at the Gold Coast. They have a great happy hour. Craft cocktails are like $7, pretty good. Thursday, we hit Ricky Martin at the Park Theater. Not a huge fan of Ricky Martin, but the show was fabulous. It really is well worth it if you get a chance to see it. Ate at the Luxor at Tender that night. They completely screwed up our meal, but they were very good about taking care of us, and we left really happy. Friday, we saw Dana Carvey and John Lovitz at the SLS. A mediocre show. Dana Carvey wasn't as good as I was hoping, and John Lovitz actually was quite good, but overall, we've seen better shows at Brad Garrett's Comedy. Saturday, we went to Lotus of Siam, worth all of the accolades. That's a great restaurant. Saturday, we saw Mel Brooks at the Wynn. He was phenomenal. 91 years old, spoke for 90-plus minutes, and just a great show. We ate at Jardin at the Wynn, and it was good. It was okay. Sunday, we moved downtown, and we had cheapo prime rib at the Seagulls at El Cortez, and less than underwhelming. Anyways, happy July 4th to all you Americans. We celebrated Canada Day July 1st down here in lovely Las Vegas. Cheers.
All right. So everybody, all of our degenerate video poker players are like twitching right now.
Like I totally was. I was just like,
yeah, the video poker sounds were fantastic.
Yes.
A lot of times when people call in from the casino, it's like super loud and stuff like that. But that where you could just hear the one machine, mm-hmm. it's perfect. It's yes. just great. All right. Thanks for all the reports. We appreciate that. We hadn't really received any reports on Ricky Martin or I don't think on the Dana Carvey, John Lovitz show. So that's good to hear. Or good to get reports on it, I guess. Too bad that the second one didn't really live up to your expectations. I watched Dana Carvey's Netflix special, which is not that old,
mm-hmm.
And it was decent. You know, he's beyond his comedy peak, but he's still pretty funny. So there you go. If you're wondering about that show now, you know. The Mel Brooks thing, so that was like just a couple nights at Wynn, and every so often there will be somebody who does like a weekend or something that's just there. Kind of one-man show mm-hmm. deal or telling stories from their career. That's a cool thing. That's great that Ken got to go to that.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see... There's plenty of people who I would like to see do that, but like Carl Reiner would be great. Some of these guys who've been around forever. I love mm-hmm. old Hollywood stories. Mm-hmm. So Mel Brooks, I'm sure, was fantastic. All right, let's check in with Mark again.
Hey, guys. Mark from Atlanta checking back in. Second half of the weekend trip over the 4th of July weekend. I mentioned that the whole reason was to go see Brooks and Dunn at Caesar's Palace on Saturday night. One quick note, as I was leaving, all the kids were coming into the Caesars to go to Omnia, and I could not have seen a more miserable place of hell if you were to ask me. Hundreds and hundreds of millennials waiting for 2 to 3 hours to get into a club to pay $50 and a $12 drink. Holy crap, I was so happy to jump in a cab and head back home. I know that's my age talking, but damn, I could not imagine. Those club days are so far behind me. On Sunday, went out to Ellis Island. And kudos to Ellis Island. They're really slowly transforming that place into kind of a smoky dive bar, homeless respite to get out of the cold type casino or get out of the heat type of casino into a fun, hip little, interesting place to be. The cafe was busy. The floor was okay. I mean, it's not a big place, but everybody was really nice, so I hope Ellis Island get it together. I headed down to SLS to check out that place for the first time, and I get what they're trying to do, but it almost felt like they were trying too hard to be fancy. It just felt like, I don't know, it felt like I was trying to sit at the cool table at the lunchroom, and it was odd. But I did ask the girl at the Players Club card that had lunch at Northside Cafe. It was really good, and a couple other people about the rumors of them changing the name back to Sahara, and they all had the same response, which was, that's the rumor, so we'll see what happens. From there, walked over to Lucky Dragon. Could not have been more disappointed in that place. Very high expectations. The lady at the Players Club, they were signing up for a card. I should have known it wasn't going to be good when I asked her, hey, how's your day going? And she looks at me and she says, I'm working. How do you think it's going? Okay. All right. And she had incredibly broken English, and I kept having to ask her to repeat herself. She got frustrated with that. I get it. I'm probably not their demographic that they want to come to Lucky Dragon, but just not a good way to start it. I walked over to the bar just to buy a bottle of water. And did I mention that nobody was there? It was quiet. It was dead. And it took a good 5-6 minutes just to get a bottle of water. So in and out of there pretty quick, a little disappointed. But what made everything better was Frankie's Tiki Room. Holy crap. That place lived up to the expectations. What a neat little joint. So you get the opportunity, you haven't been there, definitely check it out for a drink. A lot of fun, sweet bartender. And then on Sunday, headed back downtown to play around at El Fortez and the D and just bounce around Fremont Street. So all in all, it was a really good trip, highlighted by that Brooks and Dunn show. So can't wait to get back. And I didn't send my entire bankroll. So to me, that was a win. Appreciate it, guys. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again. Great. Oops. Sorry, tech issues. Great report. Appreciate that. Don't you mm-hmm. think that it should say right on Frankie's sign, making everything better?
Yes, because it does.
It does. I'm glad so many people have been checking that out lately and having great experiences there.
I wish we checked it out sooner.
I know. It's one of those things like, damn. But it's going to be there. It's been there forever. It's going to be there a long time. So
I hope so.
I shouldn't say such things. I shouldn't
jinx such things. Right, because
this is Vegas. Yeah, you never know, but... All right. So, yes, great report. Sorry you had that experience at Lucky Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every once in a while you get some bad customer service, but it's usually not that brazen where it's like, mm-hmm. I'm at work, it sucks. Usually mm-hmm. it's just, yeah, they are, you know, not thrilled, but and they get a half-assed service. But
right.
To come out and say it, that's rare.
Hmm.
So, yeah, surprising that they would allow their people to, I suppose management doesn't know that she's being that shitty about it, but bummer. Well, I guess you know now, and probably won't be going back anytime mm-hmm. soon. All right. What do we got next? Mike.
Hello, Tim and Michelle's 500 by Midnight. Nice. I get a call coming in the same time I'm calling you. Anyways, I'm calling from Gilbert, Arizona. Name is Mike, and I'm calling about my trip this past July 4th weekend. We stayed at the Link from Saturday through Tuesday. Went there on an offer for a comp room and a viewing of the fireworks. Was offered the Caesars viewing party, but considering they're the ones that have the fireworks, you're better off across the street for a better view of those. Anyhow, Link was as great as always, so much better from the Imperial Palace, busy. Tag Bar in particular is one of our favorites. For those that do hit the Link and go to Tag Bar, look for Kaleo and Stan. Kaleo works during the day, Stan works at night. There's everybody there, great, great people for helping you out, but great beer selection and friendly staff. Anyways, we went down on Monday to the SLS. I have brighter hopes for that place later on with the new owners. Went over to Lucky Dragon. All I can say about that place is put a wreath on the door, roll in caskets, and hold funeral services. Just dead. Fireworks were great. I did try to do a live Facebook, but due to the crappy cell phone service, I was cut off about partway in. When I tried to do a video, I was flagged for having apparently copyrighted music in the background, which was on a loudspeaker somewhere in the vicinity. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Anywho, that area of the Link, real quick, was supposed to be in the Vortex area, and that loop is, was supposed to be a nightclub originally, but since Vegas has so few of those, they decided that they didn't want to do it. In closing, real quick, as far as the pot, yes, we were out of there the first day it was legal. No, we did not go to one of the dispensaries, but I agree with what Tim said last week on about not smoking it. I would go and vape it. I'm not a big fan of the foods because they're a delay and you have a tendency of over-serving yourself. Vaping, on the other hand, e-cigarettes, but with pot, is more closer to the regular experience without the giveaway. Have a great day and love the podcast. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the report and the advice. Mm-hmm. I can't bring myself to vape anything.
I can't either.
It's just too douchey.
I just have an association with no.
No.
But good point about the edibles that they do
surprising things to you.
Yes. Yeah. And it takes a while, so you don't want to rush things because then, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good report. And yeah, good effort on the fireworks thing. Like he posted it and it cut out after a second and it, mm-hmm. yeah, that's a bummer, but yeah. There you go. Appreciate your effort and appreciate the report.
Two Lucky Dragon reports in a row where.
Not great.
Yeah.
He mentioned Tag Bar mm-hmm. at the Link, which is fantastic, especially yes. for beer drinkers. I feel like I don't play at the Link as much as I would like to
mm-hmm.
because I always have a great time there.
Yeah.
That's not why I don't. It's just that's why I feel like I should be playing more mm-hmm. there.
I wouldn't mind staying there again because I feel like yeah. if we stayed there, then we'd probably play there a little more.
Yeah. Not just Tag Bar, but the other bars there.
Yeah.
I've just had a really, really good time. Consistently mm-hmm. great bartenders, whether it's morning or yeah. whether they're busier at night. Just yep. It's always...
They've got good service there.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, have we even spent any time at O'Shea's?
Well, we've walked through a bunch of times.
Yeah, but we've never
no.
sat down and hung out.
No, it's
it's not the same.
I'd probably be more interested in the place if it wasn't called O'Shea's.
Yeah.
It's like, This is not
what it used to be.
No.
I know the floor is less sticky, but...
There's a good example of, like, the name. It's called that, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. And I know people have a really... There are a lot of people who have a really good time there. It's always mm-hmm. busy.
Yeah.
But
if you were in love with the old O'Shea's, like
yeah,
we were,
except for the bathrooms.
The bathrooms were so nasty.
The bathrooms were the things that nightmares were made of.
Yes. All right, we got a few more calls. Let's hear from Melissa with a confession.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Melissa. I don't know if I ever told you this, but 500 was my first. You guys took my Vegas podcast virginity and if I'm going to be honest, my podcast, Virginity in General.
Oh, my.
And you were my first. It's been very special, so I just wanted to say thank you.
No, thank you.
Now, this is where it gets awkward. I have to be honest. I've been calling around with other Vegas podcasts, and it's very difficult to discuss it, but I don't know what to say for myself except for the Internet just makes it so easy. And I have to admit, I sometimes enjoy it, but you will always be my first podcast love, and I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. You'll always be the most special podcast to me, and I will never leave you. So I hope that means something.
Right. Oops, sorry. Didn't mean to cut her off. You're forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
You're forgiven because it's clear that we still hold a special place in your heart.
Yes.
And I can probably accept this more not knowing what other podcasts you've been cheating on us with, because that might change my opinion. So keep that one to yourself. That would be my request. But otherwise,
that really shady one. That yeah.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. That call made my day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of making my day, here's Ian again.
Hi, Michelle, Tim. It's Ian Dunk calling again. Second check-in. I forgot to mention downtown. Went to the laundry room. I tell you what, that is great fun. I won't spoil it. I think a lot of it's been mentioned already, but really fantastic the way you enter the place. And my advice, just do it. Really good fun. We're at the Palazzo now for our remaining week. Checked in 2 hours early. No extra fee, so they're obviously not nickel and diming people yet. So that was good. Now, a few years ago, I was in the Bellagio pool when somebody decided to evacuate a giant turd. Well, similar things happened here at the Palazzo. I was actually in the Venetian pool and swimming away as you do. And this time, all the whistles went off. It was like flags on the play in an NFL game. Usually, everyone panicking, getting out of the pool. This time, it was a kid had been sick. And there it was, floating in the pool. And they have to shut the pool for 4 to 5 hours. The next day, I was at the Palazzo pool this time. Same thing happens. Kid's been sick in the pool. Pool shut for 4 hours. And you wouldn't believe it. They opened it, and then half an hour later, another kid was sick. And again, it was shut. So goodness knows what they're feeding these kids. Probably a Denny's or something. Went to Legends concert, Legends in Concert at the Flamingo. Bought the cheap tickets and picks for tonight. I genuinely wouldn't buy any more than the very lowest price because they all put you in the same place anyway and upgrade you. I was right next to the stage. In fact, I could have touched Michael Jackson's ankles, which is obviously far less than he used to touch. But that was good, and I particularly liked the way that as the singers were singing, it was lip-synced to the actual original footage of the artists. So you could almost sort of look at the screen and imagine what it was like to see them. So I would definitely say for, you know, $40, that's worth a punt. Sinatra Smash at Paracel Up is off the menu. You can order it, but it's not on the bar menu. But it remains on the Paracel Down menu. So I don't know why that is, but we've obviously made our request for a few Sinatra Smashes over the last couple of days. Well, that's me done for 2017. We are flying home tomorrow. I've just been speaking to Lara about what a fantastic time we've had again. Honestly, this is the best trip we've ever been on, and we'll be back again next year.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Always good to hear from you. Glad you had such an amazing trip.
Mm-hmm. Except for the poo thing.
Yeah, that is so strange. Like, what are the odds of having that happen 3 times in 2 days?
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. In addition, well, that's the vomit.
In addition to his...
It was vomit this time.
It was vomit this time, yeah. But... Yeah.
Gross.
I'm sure you made a Caddyshack reference the first time he...
Probably. I seem to remember that. All right. Finally, let's check in a final time this week with Steve.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. Steve again. Day 3 and final day at Las Vegas. For lunch, we had lunch at the Burger Lounge at the Aria. The burgers were well-priced, very tasty. The fries were well-seasoned, very good. I would highly recommend the Burger Lounge at the Aria. Later that evening, we went over to the Beard Park. Pretty cool place, but it is super hot in Vegas right now, and the Beard Park is primarily an outside bar, so I'd recommend going way later in the evening. The view there is amazing. The beers are about what you expect for strip prices. They're definitely not cheap, but not terribly expensive. Once again, the highlights there are the view from the beer park. For dinner, we ate at Rice, the Luxor, nice place. And from there, we moved over and saw Carrot Top, who was funny as shit. That was a really good show. After that, we moved over to the Light nightclub over at Mandalay Bay. Not really our cup of tea, so we left there and went over to Foundation Room, which is always amazing. Went up top, took some photos of the Las Vegas view, which is spectacular from up there. Had a couple of drinks. Went down to the Mizuya Lounge at Mandalay Bay. They always have some live music there, which is very good to dance to, have a couple cocktails winding down the evening. And from there, we went over to Nacho Daddy, where we had the enchilada nachos, which were absolutely spectacular. Some of the best nachos that I've ever had. Would highly recommend Nacho Daddy. Very well worth it. So, and that pretty much ended up the trip. Hope you guys are doing well, and thanks for all you do with the podcast.
All right, thank you for all your reports this week. We do appreciate it. Thanks to all of our callers. We had some, those were some great calls this week.
Good information.
Lots of good info, some good jokes, and lots of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, so with that, we've got some karma donations. We want to thank a few people for, including our friend Adrian, a.k.a. VegasBound13. Thank you, sir, for the karma donation. He said 3 nights starting July 10th. First time staying downtown. Hope it goes well.
Fun.
Hope you enjoy it. And he said he appreciates all of our info and insight when answering his Dear Tim and Michelle question a while back.
Sure.
Well, thanks for the question. Yes. We appreciate it. All right. Hope you have a great time. Josh, forgot to make my karma donation, but I won anyway. Well, that's great.
That's good.
Thanks for the great podcast, Josh from NY. 51 weeks to the next Vegas trip. That's
a long time.
That's one of our listeners, though, counting down no matter how far in the future it may be.
Exactly.
Ryan and Carrie said, you guys rock. Yearly anniversary trip karma donation. Yay. Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Last year, the year-to-dollar ratio worked out pretty good, so trying it again. Oh, in terms of that, I got it. Leaving Saturday, but just couldn't wait, so we modified flights and booked a room at Golden Gate a day early. Well, hope you have a great time.
Yes, hope you have an awesome time.
Enjoy your trip. And thank you all so much for your support.
Yes, thank you.
We do appreciate it. It means a lot to us. All right, anything else before we wrap up?
Still like tequila.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You going to have some more?
I think I've moved on to other things this evening.
You think. All right. Well, you can find our website at 500bymidnight.com. You can send us emails. You can send us Dear Tim and Michelle questions. I'm ready to have some tequila, I think.
Really?
500@gmail.com. And, of course, we're both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. Our voicemail line, we'd love to hear from you, 702-866-9494. That's going to do it for this week. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.